DeepSeek's V4 flash model, the July 31st checkpoint specifically, posted results on ArcPrize this week that have generated serious discussion. ArcPrize, for anyone unfamiliar, is the abstract reasoning corpus benchmark created by François Chollet, and it's specifically designed to resist the kind of pattern matching that large language models are actually good at. The tasks require genuine abstract reasoning, recognizing patterns from very few examples and applying them in novel ways. DeepSeek V4 Flash scored competitively enough that it's now being treated as a legitimate frontier model, not just a Chinese alternative to Western systems.
What's significant here from a geopolitical standpoint is the credibility question. For the past 18 months, there's been active debate in policy circles about whether Chinese AI labs are publishing honest benchmark numbers. ArcPrize has a reputation for being harder to game than MLU or Human Eval, so when a model does well there, it carries more weight. DeepSeek landing strong results on ArcPrize effectively silences a category of skepticism, at least temporarily. That matters for export control policy, for chip restriction debates, and for how the EU frames its AI Act enforcement around foreign models.
The Flash designation is also telling. DeepSeek is following a pattern we saw with Gemini Flash, a smaller, faster, cheaper variant optimized for inference efficiency rather than raw capability. The fact that a Flash-tier model is competing on ArcPrize suggests the efficiency gap between Chinese and American frontier labs has compressed considerably. That has direct implications for the 2027 memory crunch we'll discuss later. Because if smaller models can hit frontier performance levels, the compute arithmetic changes.
Pivot to the Department of Energy story, because these two connect. The Genesis Open Models Initiative, launched from Argonne National Laboratory, is the federal government explicitly entering the open source AI space with scientific models. This isn't a research paper or a grant program. It's a model release infrastructure aimed at giving the scientific community access to AI trained on government scientific data. Climate modeling, materials science, nuclear physics simulations.
The strategic logic is important to spell out. National labs like Argonne, Oak Ridge, and Lawrence Berkeley sit on enormous proprietary scientific data sets that private companies can't access. If the government trains foundation models on that data and releases them openly, it creates a class of scientific AI that commercial labs simply cannot replicate. Not because of compute constraints, but because they don't have the underlying training data. That's a meaningful form of scientific advantage that stays within the academic and government research ecosystem.
There's also a counter-narrative here to the private AI land grab. The HN community discussion noted that open government models for science create a floor, a baseline capability that small universities and researchers in developing countries can access without paying OpenAI or Anthropic licensing fees. The public goods argument for scientific AI is genuinely different from the general purpose assistant case, and DOE seems to understand that distinction.
One thread worth following. OpenAI published a post this week titled Responding to the Next Frontier of Critical Cyber Capabilities, which is their framework for how they think about nation-state-level cyber threats enabled by their models. This lands alongside both the DeepSeek story and the CPU backdoor story we'll get to later in a way that's not coincidental. There's a convergence happening where AI capability, cybersecurity, and national security policy are no longer separate conversations. OpenAI framing itself as a national security actor is a significant identity shift, and the HN comments on that piece were skeptical in productive ways, pushing on whether a private company can credibly self-regulate at that level.
The honest answer is probably no, which is why the DOE's Genesis initiative matters. Having government-controlled open models in the scientific space establishes the principle that not all AI infrastructure should be privately owned. Whether that principle extends further into general purpose AI is the policy debate of the next 2 years.